The Business on RTE Radio 1 with AIB. It takes a certain kind of brave to run a business. We see it, we back it.
Well, finally this morning, they've appeared in a Spice Girls video, umpteen movies, and Jennifer Lopez's I Ain't Your Mama. So I'm told the Rubik's Cube is 40 years old this month. Doesn't that make you feel old? We're joined by Rubik's Cube enthusiast, Afric O'Connell. She's laughing to say, I don't want to say she is or she isn't, we'll find out in a second. She's having a look at the story of the little square cube that made millions. Are you an enthusiast, Afric?
I am now. I'm obsessed with the cube, having learned...
Have you cracked it?
I have not cracked it. I don't have that type of brain, unfortunately. And I think that it actually is one of those things that you do need a very specific type of brain to be good at.
Although some people who are good at it are very, very good at it.
Yes.
Because the world record is...
The world record currently is 4.22 seconds. And it's held by an Aussie called Felix Zemdegs. And that's using hands. But there's lots of records as well for people solving the Rubik's Cube with their feet. But that's frowned upon by... Rubik's Cube purists.
That'll be the next level for you, Afric.
Exactly.
Is it? You're looking forward to that. The guy who founded it, was he Mr. Rubik?
He was. His name was Erno Rubik. He's alive and well, and he has just released a book called Cubed, which is about his life with the cube. He's an architecture professor from Hungary. He taught a class called Descriptive Geometry, which taught the students how to use two-dimensional images to represent three-dimensional shapes. It was a very odd and kind of esoteric field, but it prepared him to develop the cube, and he invented it in 1974 when he was 29 years old in his mother's apartment.
They have sold millions around the world.
Millions.
So somebody has made a lot of money. Was it Mr. Rubik?
Initially it wasn't, because initially it was called the Magic Cube. It was sold only in Hungary, but then he got a contract. They put in an order for 300,000 cubes. He got a contract with a company called Ideal Toy, who wanted 1 million cubes to sell overseas. And in 1980, they brought him to a toy fair, and 100 million cubes were sold in the following years. He was initially on $200 a month, which was his professor's salary. But then when he got the contract and it released more puzzles, there was rumours that he was yielding $30,000 a month in royalties. And there was rumours that he was the richest man in Hungary, lost all his friends, all that kind of thing. People became suspicious of him and all this
and
kind of thing.
And was he any good at it? Was he a good cuber himself?
He said that when he initially invented the cube and gave it the initial twist and twisted again, he became a little bit worried, because he felt there was no way back from this. Eventually, it took him a month to solve the cube the first time he managed to finish it, but now he's down to a minute. But he wouldn't qualify for any of cubing events that have sprung from the invention.
And 40 years ago, you know, it was big when it arrived, then it sort of went into a lull. It's had a number of resurrections.
It's had a few resurgences, all right. Yeah, it was phenomenally popular when it came out first, and then the craze kind of sputtered out. It had a resurgence in the 90s. There was speed cubing records set, all that kind of thing. There's a thousand speed cubing competitions a year. It had a resurgence again in 2006 when Will Smith's film The Pursuit of Happiness came out, when he solves a Rubik's Cube in the back of a taxi to try and prove his smarts to a potential boss. So it's had peaks and troughs, but it's humming along with no sign of stopping.
And it's interesting, my favourite story about people trying to solve the cube in different circumstances was the skydiving one. People have actually tried to solve skydiving. I presume the best idea would be you only get to pull the string on your parachute when you've done it.
When you've actually done it. Yeah, exactly. It adds a little bit of spice to an otherwise fairly day-to-day event.
Well, I have to say, I've never managed it. I don't think I ever will.
I won't
have the patience. Afric O'Connell, thank you very much for joining us
Thanks,
on the programme.